Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, good afternoon to you. This is the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. This is the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. Nikki Seberini here. So delighted to be with you. So how has your Thursday been treating you? I hope well. We've had intermittent sun shining, and admit you've never appreciated the sun quite as much as you're appreciating it right now. Well, sitting here in the Chai FM studios, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome our guests for today. So, you know, we're talking yoga today, actually. Very seldom do you drive past a studio and not see a sign that welcomes you to a yoga class. And so many people know what the benefits are of doing a yoga class. We're looking at a tradition that goes back, and a practice that goes back thousands of years. So we've got two ladies in the studio who know everything about yoga, hopefully, that there is to know. And we're going to be asking all the questions, and hopefully you'll be sending through some questions if you have any. And also how they are linked to Chai, to the DL Link and the incredible work that the DL Link does. So I'd like to start off by introducing Pia Tedeschi, and Pia has been Pia, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
How long have you been dabbling
in yoga?
Yeah,
most of my life. My mother used to take me to yoga classes in my probably early teens, if not younger. And in those days, yoga studios would just kind of be in a hall somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, they've just you didn't see many yoga studios.
Yeah, and there weren't yoga teacher trainings and things like that. So it was really like a learned practice, I think. And I would kind of just take a mat at the back of all the people and do what I wanted to do. And I started doing yoga from a very young age.
Why did your mom take you?
Probably I was nagging to do something and wanted to hang out with her. Or maybe she didn't have a babysitter. Or I'm not sure.
How did she know about yoga?
She has always been health-minded and focused, and that she's always exercised. And I mean, she's a child of the 60s, so I think all of that generation knew about yoga and this incredible learning from it, you know.
And so she took you when you were little, and you experienced yoga, and that was it.
That was it.
Yeah. It's been a part of your life. And now you've got the studio, and now this is what you do.
Exactly.
So we're going to get back to that, Pia. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
I love that you had this forward-thinking mother who sent you to yoga. And as I said, you know, today we know, we talk a lot about yoga. If you just go onto Instagram or TikTok, everybody's going into a yoga position. But not many of us know why and what the real benefits are and where yoga comes from, because we're going back thousands and thousands of years.
Correct.
Which is fascinating. So I think it's probably a perfect time to introduce our next guest, Melissa Luboff, who's a yoga teacher and an intuitive life and embodiment coach. And Melissa works very, very closely with the DL Link. Melissa, welcome.
Thank you.
Lovely to have you on the show as well.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
So when did you start, and I'll use the term, dabbling in yoga?
Well, it was a real dabble at about 12.
Well,
not for so long at the time, unfortunately. Okay, yeah. I was quite anxious, not sleeping well, highly strung, and my mom thought it would really help me. Unfortunately, it just didn't fit in with my routine. Not that I didn't love it. I just sort of didn't have time when the classes were on. Again, not a teacher who went through any training, but a lady who just enjoyed her yoga and shared it with others in her home. And I went back in 2011.
Yeah.
I knew I should.
What called you back?
You know, I kept seeing a yoga teacher in the neighborhood, and I kept saying, when's your next class? I must come. And one day I just said, I'm not saying that anymore. When is your next class? Because I don't care when it is, I'll be there. I didn't really enjoy the first class. I turned around and said, do people like this? Mm. We did a particularly hard class that day. Yet I went back. And I went back for every class. And after a little while, even my children were saying, when are you doing your teacher training? And it started calling me from as soon as I got into that regular routine that it just made sense to me, my body, my mind. And I wanted to share that. So that's how the teaching came after that. But
Wow. And you know, you said something so interesting. It must have been a really difficult class. And I think that was a big misnomer when people first started to become aware of yoga, that, oh, it's just a stretch class, you know. That's all I'm doing. It's not for me. I don't like to stretch, but it's actually quite the opposite. Mm-hmm. There's lots of stretching, but there's so much strengthening, and being with this discomfort and going a little bit further, but we'll get there. Pia, I wanted to bring you in, when it comes to this, you know, this practice that is, it goes back to India, it's thousands of years old, and they just had this intuitive knowledge of the body and alignment and the way we can move our body that really serves us on so many levels.
Right.
How would you describe for people who are curious or people who just see yoga but they don't know much? Is it just stretching? Is it just bending? What is yoga?
Yoga is, it's so many things, and it works on so many different levels of the whole human experience. So yes, there's the physical body aspect where you are stretching and you're strengthening and you're coming into alignment. But what that does is it works through many different levels to bring you into a greater mind-body connection. And so you're working with dropping into your parasympathetic nervous system, which allows for a lot of healing. And, you know, there's many different types of yoga. So some yogas might be more focused on the physical aspect, and people are really going in there to get a strong hard worker. Maybe that was like Melissa's first class. And on the other hand, it might be that the class was difficult, but because it's your first time, you're very focused on a physical aspect of it. And as you become more familiar with the poses and the asanas and the way your teacher cues, etc., you start to be able to shift into the other aspects of the benefits of yoga, which are so many layers. And you can get into quite a technical discussion around it from a yogic point of view, which I don't think is really the space for today. But it just affects every single layer of your life in a beneficial way.
So are there three pillars? So you've got the moves, the breath,
yes,
the meditation,
yes.
And when you go to a yoga class, each yoga class is so different, really, because
totally.
You've got different kinds of yoga.
Absolutely. And I mean, part of the practice is to stay with your breath and to keep coming back to your breath, whichever kind of yoga you're teaching. But in some yoga practices, there might be specific concentration on pranayama or breath work and meditation. And some classes might be like a moving meditation. So all of those aspects are kind of interwoven into each other to an extent, but they can also be quite separately identified and worked on specifically in a class.
And you know, for people who are listening, and we talk about the breath work and then the poses and the movement and meditation, some people would say, well, that's not for me. I mean, that's, you know, that's so out there, or that's woo-woo, or that's you know, too spiritual, or whatever, you know, however people want to label it. But in fact, people from all walks of life come to yoga classes because of how it makes them feel.
Totally. Absolutely. And I think especially in today's age where there is so much competition for our attention and there's so much distraction, to find an hour or maybe an hour and a half, if you're lucky enough to find such a long class, to be able to just carve out that moment for yourself to drop back into yourself, where you start to come back to yourself as home. And your focus is at your breath and your body and just being in the present moment without all of the distractions that modern life especially gives us, you know?
When you went with your mother all of those years ago when you were so young, did you think that this would be something that you would open, you would have a studio and this is something you would dedicate your life
to? No, I didn't. It was just something that was kind of playful with and enjoying as one would as a younger child. But I would say pretty much from even my varsity years where I studied psychology, I always wanted to teach yoga but got caught up in doing other things in terms of work. But it was always sort of in my heart from probably my early 20s to teach.
And the, I mean, teaching training is pretty rigorous, right, Melissa? I mean, you've got to have, you've got to be really dedicated, which I appreciate. It's not just a weekend, a week, a month. Tell us about the training.
So mine was about 8 months.
Yeah.
And yes, there were all aspects. There was theory, there is a spiritual side, there's the physical side. And I think you see all different kinds in teacher training, to be honest. No two people walk out of the same training with the same inherent attachment to yoga or being able to deliver the same class, you know. So it's important to resonate with the teacher, which I think is another aspect that stops people. You know, they go to one class and they didn't like that teacher. But it really does take commitment. And it's work, because it's your physical aspect that you need to be physically fit to walk people through the class, and very body aware as well, which is important. You know, you need, people need to feel safe in your class. So all those things come in with the training. And I think it's different levels that everyone takes from the different trainings. There are short trainings and then there are longer ones. And I think it, you know, it depends on the person what they walk away with. Yeah. I really believe that, you know.
Yeah.
You can't make a teacher.
No, no. And as you say, there's so much out there that people can choose with the different types of yoga. I have to say that from my experience, and I wish I could do more yoga. I could do more yoga.
You could.
I could. But you know that, you know what the funny thing is? So I go to a gym, and it's always fully booked. That's what I find amazing. So when I think of 20 years ago when I would do, because you could do yoga at gym 20 years ago at these gyms, the classes weren't full. Now they are jam-packed. And that's the point. And people from all walks of life are there because they want to, as you said, Pierre, come home. And that term is, you know, there's some people who could be listening, what on earth does that mean, come home? When you're doing a yoga class and all of a sudden you drop into your body and you feel, and there's a slight discomfort and then you just relax into it, you're coming home. There is something that happens, and it just becomes, for me, I get a smile on my face and I think, why am I not doing this more often? Because it's fully booked, but which is a very, very good thing. But let's talk about this whole concept of mind-body and this whole mind-body connection. You know, this is a show where people are on a journey of healing. They're going through rigorous treatment. It can be really, really tough. And you can be stuck very, very much in the mind. What have I got? What is the treatment? How long will this take? How long will that take? And then the body, there's pain, there's discomfort, the emotional part, the sadness. And we compartmentalize it, or we suppress certain feelings, or we don't want to face any physical discomfort. So, Pierre, just from your point of view, because I know that you've had, you've been on a cancer journey yourself, how is yoga beneficial in terms of that? The mind-body, I mean, should we be afraid of that? Should we be turning towards that?
So, you know, when I was going through treatment for breast cancer and chemo, I wasn't attending a studio because I was concerned about my immunity. So I was having private lessons at home with a teacher who would come to my house. And including a couple of other modalities that I did every day to strengthen myself, it was so supportive for me to be able to continue to practice yoga to the extent that I could on that particular day, which could be different weeks of treatment, etc. And to just, I think part of what it did, among many things, is where there is a sense sometimes of with patients, with cancer patients, that your body has betrayed you.
Yes.
That you, instead of feeling a betrayal, you start to connect to and to listen to your body again. So where your body, especially through very rigorous, difficult treatment, can feel like a bit of a battlefield, you know, like with the chemo and surgeries and radiation. It's literally a matter of like cut, poison, and burn in some ways. Yeah. And as much as that is what it is, it also is, it's medicine and it's healing, or it can be. And and through the yoga to shift the narrative into a space of coming back to your body and listening to your body. And listening to your body like where before you would, me anyway, be able to go into a class and say, do a back bend easily. After mastectomy, that's something that I think I've only done once or twice since, you know. So listening to your body in terms of what it is capable of. And in some respects, that is quite humbling. And it's okay to be able to only do what you can do on a given day in terms of your energy, your physical compromise, etc. Just listening to your body and finding the value in what you are able to do on that day. Mm-hmm. And that is the case for any yoga class that you go to. So most classes are pitched so that nearly anybody could do, within reason, 80% of the class, and to the extent that their body allows them to and their energy levels on that day, etc. And you know, whether you're going through treatment or you are a survivor or you're just your ordinary person, to come and pitch up on your mat and do what you can do on that particular day, and to listen to your body, to really listen to your body carefully and move with your breath, is really gives you a sense of agency. So where sometimes in the world of cancer and the treatment, you start to feel like you sort of parceled from one doctor to another, yes, and one scan and blood test and da-da-da-da-da. You start to come back to the sense of having control of yourself again. And that's a very powerful thing to have access to. And also, I mean, with the breath work and things like that, your breath is like your most accessible tool to anchor you in the present moment. And a lot of the time what happens when you're going through treatment stuff, or when you're waiting for results from a scan, when you're way past treatment and you now are in remission, in inverted commas, or, you know, whatever it is, when you're in the present moment, actually everything is fine. Yeah. There's nothing going on. You haven't received any bad news, or you're not about to be wheeled into an op. In that moment, actually everything's fine. You sit like lying in a bed holding your friend's hand or whatever. And so to be able to use your breath in a way that anchors you in the present moment is the most powerful thing, in my opinion, to just keep you present and okay with what's going on. You know?
And it just sounds like you are, with that connecting with the body, you are using your body. It's not just your body being treated. You are using your body, connecting and
your mind.
Healing and your mind and not running away from, as you say, the part of the body that betrayed you, or the scary feelings or thoughts or things that come up.
And you start to for me, actually, it didn't feel as much like betrayal as just really listening to your body. But it can be that shifting of narrative, you know? And I think, you know, in Western civilization, we kind of separate mind and body.
Yes.
And the truth is that there isn't this hard separation between the two. There really is a deep and seamless connection, whether you're aware of it or not. And I think what practicing yoga helps to do, yoga in all of its forms, whether it's a very physical class, a pranayama-based class, meditation, or whether it's a beautiful interweaving of all of them, is that you start to really bring that mind-body connection back together again. And it changes the way you live in your day-to-day life.
For everyone
and the ripple
really
effect
people who are on that journey to be able to do what you've just expressed, I think, is really important part of it. So Melissa, I'll bring you in here, because this is what you do. You teach yoga and you do, but I mean, you have volunteered for a while now. You teach cancer warriors. They join you for yoga classes. So let's talk about that, because it's one thing to go and have a class full of relatively healthy people. It's quite different when you've got a whole lot of warriors who are at different points of treatment, some of them feeling very ill, some feeling very weak. How did you get involved? I mean, how did you connect with the DL-Link, and how did you start with these classes?
So, actually through a relative.
Yeah.
She unfortunately was part of DL-Link. Mm-hmm. And she said to me, they're having an open day and they were looking, do you want to go teach yoga there? So I said, sure. And I loved it. Taught one, and I said to Gubby afterwards, you know, I don't mind doing this every week.
Yes.
And it started like that, just very spontaneous, not planned in any way but that last minute invitation. And it just resonated for me. I really like the healing side. I've always brought in that mind-body connection on a big, even from when I was teaching faster, more vinyasa classes, I've always tried to bring that in. So it just was so perfect that I could really support these warriors and their families through connecting again. And so it's really been probably about 8 or 9 years now,
wow,
on and off, COVID and all. And so, yes, as you said, it is challenging to have different levels of health and ability in the class. You have that in a normal class, mm-hmm, to some extent, but mm-hmm, I am very aware of surgeries. None of the people attending, and I'm not going to call them all warriors because family attends as well, which, yeah, is just as important for them.
Exactly.
And some of them are going through different procedures, so I'm very conscious of what's happening, and I really make sure that I question each person, you know, find out where they're at. And I think what I really try bring in is that mindfulness and connection to self again.
Mm.
When you've been through trauma, be it an actual physical operation and the chemo and that, or the mental and emotional trauma, we tend to dissociate from our bodies.
Mm.
And I can see it immediately in the class. It will be lift your left leg and they thinking about their arm at the moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see it and we do it ourselves. I do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Pia will be teaching me and I'll be doing something different, you mm-hmm know. So it's natural, but it's more so in people who have really been through horrific trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So each class is different. I bring quite a slow, more restorative healing practice in. We do some stretching. And I err on the side of caution, rather do less. It's not their strenuous class for the week. If they can manage one, then they should be going to their own, you know. But insomnia, so a lot of them have trouble sleeping. I had heartburn as an issue a few weeks ago, a mixed crowd of heartburn, hip sore, shoulder sore, not sleeping, low iron. That was what I was given, and we did a restorative, and everyone individually sat up and went, wow, whatever their issue was, they already felt better. So I think just connecting fabulous with yourself is so huge.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do anything specific to raise that lady's iron or, you know, heal that heartburn. But just when they came into themselves, bringing to mind perhaps letting go of things that aren't serving them, not necessarily unpacking, just allowing, really brings in so much healing on a very subconscious or unconscious level, which I think is a much healthier way of addressing. It's not in the mind.
Just
it's in the body.
Yeah, just amazing, Melissa. And we're going to talk about, because I know that you, I want to know how you and Pia connected, because I know that you conduct these classes at Pia's studio.
Correct.
And we're going to take an ad break. But after the ad break, let's talk about that connection. And then also asking a very important question, can anyone, if they are going through treatment, can anyone attend a yoga class? Can everyone, anyone? We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
If you have just tuned in, welcome, welcome. This is the DL Link Show on 101.9 High FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. We're having such an interesting conversation about yoga, everything you wanted to know. Pia Tedeschi is in the studio. She is Yogi Hood studio owner. She's a teacher. And also just sharing just a little bit of her experience of the benefits of yoga while she was on her cancer journey. And has so generously given her studio to Melissa to use for the DL Link Warriors. We'll find out about how they know one another. Of course, Melissa, is it Luboff? Thanks, Melissa, who's a yoga teacher, a teacher, and intuitive life and embodiment coach, and really volunteers hours of her time, and is connected with the DL Link and offers these amazing classes. So, Melissa, how, and in a moment we'll be having a conversation with Russell, because Russell attends one of your classes, so we want to hear from Russell's perspective. But, Melissa, how did you and Pia connect, and how come Pia was so wonderfully generous to say, sure, use my studio?
So, Pia runs a group of students. Before we had the studio, she had a group of yoga students, okay, of which I was one. And okay, when she was unavailable, I would stand in for her as the teacher. And once she opened the studio, she said, right, when are you teaching? And I went, I'll do substitutes like I've done up to now. Anyway, so that's when I started teaching for Pia. And it's just been amazing. I actually love it. Mm. And so that's how we met. We didn't know each other before the that group of students. I was just a group, and she took over the teaching. Mm. And so, yeah, it's been a good almost partnership, but it's her studio, but we work well together, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, I thank God that you persisted with your second yoga class after the first one that you hated and that you eventually did your teacher training.
Here she is.
So I love teaching at a studio. I've owned a studio, and I love being an employee, in inverted commas. It works perfectly, and Pia just offers such a beautiful space that I wouldn't look further.
Where is Yogi Hood?
Yes.
Where is it?
It's at the factory in Norwood, so okay, kind of between Nelly and William and Grant.
All right. Yeah. Okay. And so Melissa approach you and say, I want to volunteer my time. Can we use your studio? I mean, how did that all happen with the DL Link?
It was actually a bit different to that, because I've been teaching them for a while at their old premises.
Yes.
I say old because they're renovating now, and it became unusable for me to teach there. So Gabby actually suggested, what about at the studio? And Pierre Luck was in immediately, absolutely, with pleasure. And so that's how it happened, and it's worked out really well. We don't need to worry about the weather. It's always beautifully clean. I've got all the props there. So
it all sounds like it's all happened quite organically.
Exactly.
Right? It's all just happened.
Mm.
It's the unfolding of it all. So I have Russell on the line. Russell, are you there?
Hi.
Russell, welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. Thank you so much for joining us. It's lovely to have you on the show. So, Russell,
no problem.
I want to hear about your experience
doing
yoga. So had you grown up doing yoga? I mean, is it a new thing for you?
Prior to my cancer, yoga wasn't even on my list, because I was
really
very active.
Yes.
And then obviously cancer does something else to you. You get over it if you're lucky enough. And then I met Gabby, because my wife spoke to Gabby at the DL Link. He started off with walking, and then he said, go and do the yoga class. You're like the teacher, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, yeah. I mean, she kind of got me, Melissa, and I was actually quite surprising, because back in my youth, I did karate, so many of the stretches were actually similar, but my body would only allow me to do yoga because of the chemo and all the nonsense that goes with it. And I was, for myself, quite good, and I actually was enjoying it, because I need to be motivated, and she motivates, plus she also is sympathetic to our, what do you want to call them, wounds, whatever.
Yes.
And she's always sensitive to everyone there, obviously not just me, and understanding, and yeah. And
oh,
I've actually
wonderful.
Enjoyed yoga, because I found a spot to actually enjoy it, because I'm very driven, but if I'm not motivated, then I'll just switch off and wander elsewhere. But so yeah.
Well,
and now
Russell,
I actually do video because of Melissa saying, "Come, you'll enjoy it." And yeah, I do. So I do it twice a week. Once at the DL Link there,
amazing.
And once there under Yogi Hood.
That's amazing, Russell. I want to ask you, I mean, okay, so you say karate, so you've done the stretches and certain amount of breathing.
Yeah.
But what did you know about yoga before? I mean, did you?
Nothing.
What was your opinion?
Nothing.
You knew nothing. So you were
nothing.
Pretty. You were open-minded when you went to your first class.
Oh, for sure, because I had to build up my strength somehow.
Yes.
You do lose a lot of muscle mass and everything, depending on what chemo you have and the amount you have.
Right.
But yeah, and it suited me, and I was still able to do and grow because I've become much stronger internally because of yoga. Simple as that. I'm not just saying it. You build up your inner core again.
Mm.
Not that it's still there, but hey, you do lose a lot of memory mass.
And
Melissa actually brought it back.
How long have you been doing it for, Russell?
I did ask her.
How long?
I would just like to go back to how open-minded you were when you arrived. I'm not sure that's the way I'd describe it. Russ, I think it's definitely well over a year. It must be at least two and a half, three.
Plus minus,
And you can feel a difference in your body, Russell. You're saying you've 100%. Got strength from within. And 100%. And what about how you approach life and your stress levels and dealing with if you have to go for checkups? Or how are you, how has the yoga affected you?
2 weeks prior to your checkups, your mind just plays games anyway.
Yeah.
It's just natural.
Mm-hmm.
Yoga or not yoga, you're just mind games plays, you know, every pain is like, because you know you've got your 2 week appointment coming up.
Mm.
I've just learned to be calmer, even though you might not think so. Even with like meditating with energy, I'm not good with the colors, but energy from yoga, I found that very easy to pick up on a personal level, so I can zone out. And I end up just sitting doing yoga positions because, just lying on the bed with my legs spread apart. It doesn't sound very good, but they know the word in the yoga terminology. And I end up just doing that because it's comfortable and I can do it.
Yeah.
And you just zone out, and I'm able to zone out. And because life can be very stressful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Generally, but with other things like associated with it, then but hey, I just do it because what are my choices? I get on with things. I'm not a plodder, I'm a doer, so
sounds like
I don't have
Russell.
Much of a choice.
Yeah, it sounds
I don't have
like
much
it.
Of a choice.
And I mean, your wife, does she join you, or do you just do it on your own?
No.
Is that because you enjoy that time away from her, or because she's not interested? Okay, you don't have to answer. No, we're only joking. We don't want to create anything.
I'm joking as well. No, I enjoy it. I wouldn't do it if I didn't enjoy it. And I can feel the benefits, even though I do hate the cold weather and it affects me with everything. But I do, it's much harder to do for me yoga with the cold weather because of the stretching and whatnot. But I have to.
What treatment did you go for? What treatment did you go for, Russell, when you approached
colon cancer?
Yeah.
And then when I was on the oncology program, my blood spiked in 2021 October, and I have what they call mesothelioma, which is any cancer you get outside the body. I was in the jewelry industry, so mesothelioma is asbestos poisoning. So I inhaled the asbestos fumes.
Wow.
And because I was on the oncology program, my blood spiked, so they picked it up early. So, two cancers, but I don't wear a bag on my thing saying I've got two cancers. I'm just me.
Wow. And
carry on.
And so you went for chemo. Was there any operation?
I had colon. I had the tumor removed.
Yes.
The colon cancer.
Right.
And the mesothelioma, because it's atypical cells, they got it early, just more chemo.
Okay.
But I had, the big chemo was the colon, 60 hours of chemo,
Wow.
Twice a month.
Wow.
Very like.
At what part of that journey did you start the yoga? Were you able to do the yoga while you were going for chemo?
I wasn't even able to walk. It was chemo bed.
Yeah.
Chemo bed. Mm. Then after my chemo, in between my cancers, basically my wife told me about Gabby. He started walking with me slowly. Built that up, and then he said one day, "Why don't you do yoga?" I thought, "Okay, I'll give it a go." It's around the corner in the, as Melissa says, in the garden. It was nice, and it suited me because of my limitations from the colon. And then I had the other cancer, so more biopsies on my side. So now I've got tightness on my left side, but it's part and parcel, and I just get on with it.
Absolutely,
I moan, but I get on with it.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it, Russell. You do get on with it. And I'm interested to know with the second cancer, as you said, and you caught it early, but in terms of your lungs and in terms of your breathing, how's nothing. That?
It's because it's mesothelioma is weird. It's pleural wall around the lungs.
Yeah.
It's not actually lungs. The pleural fluid, which,
okay.
And as I said, because we got it early, because I was on the oncology program, I was like, meant to get colon cancer for the real cancer because people don't know about it and they die. It comes out 20, 30 years down the line, mesothelioma. So it's a, they call it hidden cancer. And if you're not, if you don't know, you just die. Sounds a bit morbid, but it's fact. A lot of miners, a lot of people in that industry where there was asbestos didn't know they had it. I was on the oncology program.
Wow,
so it's picked
amazing.
Up early.
Just amazing. Really? Wow. Absolutely amazing.
My path.
Yeah.
My journey.
Wow, it is your journey, Russell. But
I must say,
yes.
Melissa, I've got to thank a lot for, and she knows that, because of the way she understands everyone who does yoga, DL-Link, our needs and our injuries, and she works around it.
Mm.
And she says, stop it, go slowly, but I don't listen, and my own detriment. But she does. She knows, and she points it out, and etc. So I'm not,
just little diamond ears. Oh, that's beautiful, little dove. Did you hear that,
thank
Melissa?
You. Thank you.
It's okay. You can pay me with money. Fine.
We'll arrange after.
Or just she'll give you a very difficult class the next time you come round. And Russell, for people who are kind of sitting on the fence, like they've been thinking about it and, you know, they're going through all their different challenges, what do you want to say to them about joining Melissa's classes?
You've just got to go and do what you can do. And I promise you, it takes time to get to where I am. And as I said, I had muscle memory from karate, where in far out as a stretching was. So I had a bit of advantage where I didn't know I had. But it does take time. It does hurt. But you do. It does, it's very beneficial. And it's not crazy. And people who have gone through the cancer nonsense, it is very beneficial because it's a gentle stretch, and it's you don't realize how you can put your body into these shapes so it's very beneficial. I'd recommend it to anyone. I mean, if you'd have told me prior to my journey, whatever you call it, I would have had a laugh because I was very active and sporty that type of way. But obviously, body changes, get older, and the other stuff, but most definitely. I mean, the class has got many people who are older than me, or even it feels like it, but no, or even younger, but they have their own issues. And the yoga is very, very beneficial for your mind and your body, obviously. To both of them,
Pia
for her studio, which I'm now at, and Melissa, obviously, is Melissa.
Wonderful. Russell, thank you so much. Thank you for coming onto the show. Melissa's got a very big smile on her face. Thank you for sharing it with our audience. We
My
do
pleasure.
Appreciate it.
My
Take
pleasure.
Care.
Thank
you. Thank
you.
Bye bye. Russell Lambert, and his story, just being really brave about it, coming along, as he said, he persevered. And that it was difficult in the beginning, because that's kind of what I was trying to point to at the beginning. Some people think, oh, well, yoga is just about stretching, but it's strengthening. And that's what Russell was saying. You're strengthening from the inside. So, but that shouldn't be a reason to not start the yoga. So how do you handle different, you know, someone like Russell who's been coming for a year or two and another person who's never had any experience at all?
So, you know, I think we as teachers, certainly I can speak for the studio, we work with each body type. Yeah. You know, you've always got, we've got, I was just thinking about it, we've got kids who come from teens, and then we've got a lady who's nearly 90.
Mm. All in the same class.
They can be.
Isn't that fabulous? I love that.
So we really, you know, when someone says to me, I'm too old, I'm like, look, you know, if you're less than 90, you might be the youngest in the class. So we all have our days, you know, no matter how fit you are, maybe you didn't go through chemo and anything else, but life takes its toll.
Yeah.
So how, very much based on keeping an eye on each student, giving them options.
Yeah.
Of a more challenging or less challenging version of the pose.
Mm-hmm.
And really assessing, you know, as you go along, we begin to know each student. And we like a medium-sized family, I would say, of growing. And, you know, we're very aware as teachers of always checking in with students, how they are, their various ailments, what they're going through, so we can just support them with the practice. I just need to circle back to something. I don't see people, if they still, I will not have them in the DL Link class if they are going through chemo or radiation.
So it's post-treatment.
Definitely
classes.
Post. Okay. I mean, of course, I'd be hesitate to say pre-treatment if someone's just, you know, it would depend on what's happening, but definitely post.
Why not during the treatment?
Because
not yoga during treatment, yes. Not yoga in a studio during treatment.
Okay. Like
Depending on the treatment.
So you had someone work with you personally.
Yes, and privates can be organized. But if you're in chemo, you want to watch your immunity and not pick up other people's illnesses, and then you can't have your next chemo.
Right.
So you would have a private at home, and that can be arranged for the studio offers privates.
Okay.
But, you know, if the person was feeling really well and they were, I would say, just having radiation, because radiation is not just nothing.
Yes.
Maybe they would be fine to come. And, you know, people also need to feel from the inside out what they are happy to do and, you know, really assess that for themselves, what space they're willing to go into, depending on what part of treatment they're having.
Okay. But that's not a, it's not, if you're going through treatment, it's not that you can't, it's just the way you.
Yeah, you wouldn't go to, you generally wouldn't go to a studio if you were having chemo.
Right.
You know, and if you've had a surgery, you've got to get the doctor's go ahead, and it's usually 6 weeks. But also, the doctor might say it's 6 weeks and you might not feel ready. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's following the guidelines and listening to yourself, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any reason why you wouldn't be able to attend a yoga class with you? Are you careful of anything in particular that would be a warning sign that someone couldn't attend?
So personally, I prefer a student not to be on antibiotics.
Yeah.
And so that's a no.
Why is that?
Well, it can affect your heart when your heart rate goes up. It's not about yoga.
Right.
It's about exercise in general.
Okay.
So
I
err on the side of caution. You know, if they're just coming the last day, it's different and they're feeling fine from whatever they were taking the antibiotic for. Mm-hmm. Pregnancy, our students tell us early, and we do need to know that. It's not a you can't come. It's just please let the teacher know. Unless a doctor has booked you off, or any sort of medical professional, physio, chiro, whatever it is. But for the most part, no. In fact, if you're not feeling great, and especially if it's more a mental thing, do more yoga or emotional. Come more, you know.
Yeah.
Those people who, like, I can't drag myself out of bed, well, that's actually why you should be here.
Mm-hmm. That's when you should be.
And invariably they walk out with a big smile on their mouth. Thank you for forcing me to come.
Yeah.
Because I feel so much better.
Yeah.
Forcing in inverted commas, obviously.
Mm.
So, yeah. If my DL Link group often messages, this is happening, someone had a fall this week, I said, you know what, give your body a week to heal.
Mm.
It's not a have to, rather rest.
Yeah.
But I mean, through the diverse array of classes that we offer at the studio, every class will start with a teacher, especially if it's a new student, asking, do you have any injuries or conditions that we need to know about? And then the yoga is adjusted around that, and they're given alternatives so that they can do continue with the class, maybe just adjusting an asana so that it doesn't affect whatever their condition is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, for example, there's one student at the moment who wants to actually just come and almost lie in the class because it's a very healing space. So even though everybody else is going to be continuing with the class, she's just going to be then Shavasana, which is corpse pose, which is a pose in and of itself. So to the untrained eye, it might look like someone is just lying, sleeping on their mat, mm-hmm. but there's a lot more going on there. And supported with various props, etc., it can be a very healing, integrating mind-body connection kind of experience, mm-hmm. you know? So really there's few instances where you would say you can't do yoga.
Yeah, and it sounds so personalized.
Mm,
so personalized. Absolutely. Yes, Melissa.
So, you know, we've got our more strength-building and strenuous or stretchy classes, and then there's two classes currently running that are more restorative. So where the DL Link class is a little bit more restorative mm-hmm. and slower,
mm-hmm.
We offer in the general schedule also very healing, as Piers just mentioned, healing classes that aren't as strenuous but very beneficial on the mind-body connection side exerting. So if you do feel you're not able to do more of the stretches or the physicality scares a person or they feel they're not able, those are lovely classes to start with and get a feel and learn to trust their bodies more, because invariably those people start coming to slightly more challenging classes because they now trust what they're capable of.
Right, right. So if people want to know more, if people want to attend classes, I presume they have to book before, yes, because yes. It sounds quite intimate and
yeah, it's limited yeah. spaces, okay. and the studio is small, and it's like that for a reason, to keep it very focused teachers on students. I nearly right. said patients, but no. actually just students.
We're not the gym that has 30 people in yeah, a class. Yeah. We're able
so
to
book. So go online yeah. and book. And
so you can do that on Yogihood. You can yeah. go on and create a profile and then buy your package and come to class. But we have also just aligned with Vitality, Discovery Vitality. So depending on whether you know, blue all the way up to diamond, you get so many free classes, and you can book through that as well, where they then cover your class and you get your vitality points.
Fantastic.
So that's wonderful. Also just happened, yeah.
Wonderful, yeah. wonderful, wonderful. Thank you both so much for coming into the studio. For the person who knew nothing about yoga an hour ago, well, now they know a whole lot more. And also to people who are, you know, going through whatever challenge, whatever journey they're on, that there is this class available. So if they want to, Melissa, come to the DL Link class, do they do it via the DL Link? Do they contact you directly? How do they attend that class?
They can contact me. You do have my number. It will be on the Chai.fm website.
Yeah.
But otherwise, they can definitely go through DL Link. I'd okay. actually prefer that.
All right.
That would probably be their best avenue. And of course, you know, if they don't quite qualify for that class, I want to say, and terrible thing to say in this case, but they can come, there are healing classes at the studio that would be able to accommodate the same energy.
All right.
You know, night Perfect. And day ones. So Perfect. For working and other people who are available in the day or not.
Thank you so much.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks for the work, the amazing work that you do. I mean, listening to Russell, it sounds like he's just had this life-changing experience, which is just amazing. So thank you.
I feel blessed to yeah. be able to share with them. So thank Wonderful. You for having us.
Thanks, Melissa. And thank you, Pierre. Thank Thanks, you so much for coming into you. The studio. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And so if you have been wondering whether yoga is for you, you've got to try it out. And there's no reason not to. And you know, it's just, I think, especially in this day and age, we need it more and more and more. So I hope you enjoyed all the information regarding yoga. You know, the DL Link is very, very busy expanding and building that amazing center. And we have mentioned before that we know that in our community, women are bravely fighting cancer and that they are experiencing many challenging moments on their treatment journey. One, which is losing their hair. And with it, obviously, you know, losing a sense of confidence and identity. And so that's why the DL Link is building a wig room in their new state of the art center, a warm private salon where women can try on wigs and feel beautiful and have their heads held in caring, nurturing hands. So we're looking for donations, and they don't have to be large donations. However much you can afford would be so greatly appreciated, because every donation brings us closer to giving these women confidence, dignity, and hope when they need it most. So please help us build the DL Link wig room. You can do that by visiting the DL Link website, dllink.co.za, because every woman deserves to feel like herself through the toughest yet bravest fight. DL Link, standing with cancer warriors every step of the way. Well, it's time for me to bid you farewell. I have so enjoyed being in your company, and I do look forward to being with you same time next Thursday. For me, Nikki Seberini, take care and goodbye.